Once upon a time there was a blind man who lived with his sister in a hut on the edge of a forest. He was very wise and knew many things that people who can see did not know. Passers-by would stop and talk with him, and he would always give them very good advice. And they would shake their heads in amazement and say, "Blind man, how is it that you know so much?" And he would say, "Because I see with my ears." Well, one day a hunter came to the village, and the hunter fell in love with the blind man's sister. And soon there was a great wedding, and the hunter came to live with them in the hut. The blind man asked the hunter if he could go with him hunting in the forest. But the hunter would shake his head and laugh and say, "Oh, what use is a man who cannot see?" And his sister, the blind man's sister, would say, "But husband, he is wise and knows many things that people who see do not know." But the hunter just shook his head. Every evening, the blind man would ask the hunter if he could go with him hunting the next day. And every evening, the reply was the same. Until one day, the hunter had come home with a great catch. He had hunted a gazelle, and many people from the village were very pleased with him, for it brought food for many. And when that evening the blind man asked if he could go with him hunting the next day, the hunters agreed that he could come. They set off before dawn, and the hunter took the blind man's hand and led him through the forest. They walked a long, long way. They were walking along a path through the thick jungle when all of a sudden the blind man said, "Shh, stop. There is a lion up ahead." And they waited silently for a moment. And then the blind man said, "Oh, it's all right. He's eaten and he is sleeping under a tree. We will be safe." And so they continued on their way. And sure enough, after some time they came to a place where under a tree there lay a sleeping lion with his fresh kill. And they passed the lion quietly. And the hunter turned to the blind man and said, "Blind man, how did you know that there was a lion there?" And the blind man said, "Because I see with my ears." They continued through the forest, and again, after some distance, the blind man stopped the hunter and said, "Shh, there is a great elephant up ahead. We must take care." And they stopped and they listened. But the hunter could hear or see nothing to alarm him. The blind man then said, it's all right. It's a great big bull elephant, but he's in the watering hole. We will be safe." And so they continued on their way, and sure enough, it was just as he had said, and there was the great elephant watering himself in the watering hole. And once again, the hunter asked him, "But how did you know?" And once again, the blind man replied, "Because I see with my ears." They continued on until they came to a clearing in the forest. "This is where we will lay our traps," said the hunter. "You wait here, and I will lay one trap for you and one trap for myself." And this he did, after which they returned back home to the village. The following day they rose early, and when they set out into the forest, the hunter went to take the blind man's hand to help him. But the blind man said, "No, it's all right, thank you. I know my way now." And they sat out, and sure enough, just as he had said, the blind man knew where to go. He never stumbled on a root, tripped on a stump, or missed a turning. They made their way for a long, long distance until they came to that clearing. When they arrived in the clearing, the hunter noticed immediately that there was a bird in both traps. In his trap was a small grey bird, and in the blind man's trap was a beautiful bird with feathers of green and red and gold. He thought to himself, "A blind man won't know the difference." And so he said, "You wait here. We've both caught a bird. I will fetch them." And he went to the traps and fetched the birds. And what do you think he did? Yes, he gave the blind man the little grey bird, and he kept the coloured one for himself, and they set off back to the village. On their way back, the hunter asked the blind man, "If you're so wise and clever, tell me this, why is there so much hatred and anger in the world?" And the blind man said, "Because of people like you who take what does not belong to them." And the hunter felt bitter shame, and he stopped, and he took the grey bird from the blind man and returned the coloured bird to him. "I'm so sorry," he said, and they continued on their way. After some time, the hunter turned to the blind man and said, "Tell me this, if you're so wise, why is there so much love and kindness in the world?" And the blind man said, "Because of people like you who learn from their mistakes." And from that day on, whenever a passerby spoke with the blind man and received good advice and said, "How is it that you are so wise?" the hunter put his arm around the blind man and said, "Because he sees with his ears and he listens with his heart."